DeGraff Memorial Hospital. We see more than patients.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Because news won't wait, and neither will you. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930 and hear the latest now. It's a new morning. Now, Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's 7:30 Friday, November 9th. Here's what's happening on WBEN.
Snow is back.
A winter weather advisory posted for parts of Western New York Saturday.
The mother of one of the California nightclub victims says, "Don't waste your thoughts and prayers." That story coming up.
Could Josh Allen be ready to start again for the Bills?
The exclusive WBEN 7 First Alert forecast calls for rain and snow today. Lake effect snow on Saturday. The details straight ahead.
In Buffalo right now, cloudy skies, 33 degrees.
Here's Alan Harris in traffic command.
Seeing heavy volume right now between the 219 and the 400 coming up the thruway, and then farther up, William up towards Walden. It's a little bit under speed at this point. Same story going on the 290. It's under speed from Main Street down to the Blue Water Tower. The rest of the expressways, not all that bad. The 33 inbound looks pretty busy around Grider. The 190 South, we're seeing a backup there at the South Grand Island Bridge. In WBEN Saloon & Bar Traffic Command, I'm Alan Harris. Don't wait, call 8.
Winter is getting down to business. Just a taste of it coming today. We could see an inch of a slushy mix later this morning. Tomorrow, though, a different day. First Alert meteorologist Elliot Abram says, be ready.
Since there can be heavy snow for a while late tonight, tomorrow morning, the warning is justified. But I think that most of the snow will be in the south towns and on southward because the flow becomes northwesterly. But
all across the country yesterday, including here in Buffalo, there were protests calling for the protection of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Aaron Katursky joining us live now. Aaron, these protests kind of brought up within 24 hours and brought out a massive amount of people across the country.
Yeah, you know, massive, but they certainly, I think, are interested in the dynamics now, given the new acting Attorney General, Matthew Whitaker, who's overseeing the Russia investigation, since he is not recused from the matters, as Jeff Sessions was, and some of his public statements. He has already said publicly that there was no collusion. He has said publicly that the president could shut down the investigation. He has said publicly that the scope of Mueller's authority might be too broad. So I think people are rightly interested in you know, whether this investigation is going to continue unfettered, as we've learned now that it is nearing the point where Mueller is in the process of drafting a final report.
Who organized these protests yesterday?
Yeah, that's a good question. You want to say it was a grassroots effort, but you know that some of the usual suspects, advocacy groups, Democrats certainly, who are already chomping at the bit to start investigating once they get into the majority in the House in the first of the year. So the whole dynamic, I don't think, has changed. It's not like there is this sudden groundswell for Robert Mueller, but advocacy groups in the appointment of Matthew Whitaker have seized an opportunity.
Speaking of Matthew Whitaker, he's acting attorney general now. Is he set to become the permanent attorney general?
Good question. We've learned that he is on the list of those the president is considering. And the others, I think, are names that wouldn't surprise you. Senator Lindsey Graham, even though he says he's content to stay in the Senate, he'd like to become chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, who has been working with us here at ABC News as a political contributor, Rudy Giuliani, who's been the president's counsel. Some of those are the names that are kind of floating around out there.
All right, that's Aaron Katursky this morning on Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.